July 7th. The only good thing about being stuck out on the lake was that it immediately put things into perspective. Suddenly, all my big problems seemed really small. You know, like the whole bad boys fiasco. If I'd had my cell phone, I would have called Chloe and Zoe right then and told them the truth. I'm very lucky to have such kind, loving, and loyal friends like them, and I totally don't deserve them. I also would have asked my BFFs to call 911 to send out an emergency water rescue team to a buoy in the middle of Lake Wellington. But luckily, none of that was necessary. Are you guys okay? It looks like you could use a little help. Hang on. A guy in a fancy yacht, wearing designer sunglasses, stopped to pick us up. I was so happy to get off that stupid buoy. We climbed on board, and he gave us towels, bottled water, and even a tray of fresh fruit. I really loved those pedal boats when I was a kid, he laughed. But now I just come here on vacation whenever I get the... The man stopped mid-sentence and stared at me. Suddenly he gasped, Nicky Maxwell, is that you? Then he removed his sunglasses and smiled. OMG, it was Trevor Chase! We had just gotten rescued by Trevor Chase, who was vacationing at Lake Wellington. I could not believe he was standing there. Nicky, I thought you were in Paris for the summer, Trevor exclaimed. No. I had no idea why he thought that. I grinned sheepishly and waved. Well, I'm really happy to see you, he continued. I tried calling you a few days ago, but I think I had the wrong number. I hope you're still interested in opening for the bad boys. I just kind of shrugged. I was still in shock. One minute, I was stranded on a buoy in the middle of the lake, and the next, I was on a yacht, staring at Trevor Chase, staring at me. I know you're scheduled to join the tour in about 2 weeks, but I'm confident your band will be ready. So what do you say? Trevor smiled again. Well, actually, okay. I think going on tour will be... interesting, I said, like it wasn't a big deal. But inside my head, I was screaming hysterically and doing my Snoopy happy dance. So now it's official. My band is opening for the bad boys! Scoo-wee! We'll be meeting with Trevor to review the tour schedule and sign contracts once he finishes his vacation. Anyway, when we finally made it back to the shore, we were still wet from the lake. Happy, relieved, and exhausted, we stumbled over to where Mom was still reading, and we collapsed on the blanket. She looked up, surprised to see us, and removed her headphones. You're back already? Wow, time went by really fast. This book is super exciting and quite the thriller. I just hope you three didn't get too bored pedaling around out there on the lake relaxing. Then she put her headphones on and went right back to reading. OMG! My mom had no clue what we had just been through. Actually, we were very lucky to still be alive. But the best part was that Trevor invited my family to dinner and to watch the Lake Wellington fireworks from aboard his yacht. Even though my day started out a complete disaster, I ended up having a fantastic holiday. I was very proud of how Dad, Brianna, and I worked together and stayed calm until we finally got rescued. And most important, I learned 3 very valuable life lessons from our harrowing experience. First, there are no dolphins in Lake Wellington. Second, never give up hope, because you sometimes run into solutions to your problems where you'd least expect them. And third, never get on another pedal boat again. Ever.